Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Left hook from Leopai. He's in deep trouble. He's on the verge of being
put on the canvas.
To your winner via majority decision from Red Corner, Harry Quickly, Leopai Junior.
Oh, there you go. We love winners on Sports Day Sats. We love our boxing stories as well. And I love the way you educate me about this. And the reason we like getting our young up-and-coming potential world champs on is because we want a kickback eventually.
Exactly.
We want some coin. Yeah. We want to be in the corner.
Mm.
We want to be whacking your opponents over the back with a chair from ringside.
We were one of the first to talk to Jai Opetaia.
Favourite boxer.
Before he even won a world title. See what happens when you come on Sports Day.
You become a winner.
You become a world champion.
This guy's winning already, so let's just get on his coattails. Alex Leopai Jr. joining us on Sports Day now. How are you, mate?
I'm good. Thank you for having me on.
No, seriously, we do want some coin if you do become rich and successful, because we're helping you get there, champ.
Yeah, I hope your guys' good luck helps me out, eh?
Yeah. Now, Alex, my father was very good at the sport that he played in rugby league, and I got to live in the shadow of him, which I did proudly. And, of course, the listeners would know the name Alex Leopai and Leopai Senior, because your father fought for a world title 2014. I remember watching him when he fought the great Vladimir Klitschko for a world title. And you yourself have lived in that boxing world and also a rugby league world, which we'll get to very soon. But what's it been like growing up in a household that just lives and breathes the sport?
Yeah, it's a real tough household. You know, there's nothing but toughness when it comes to hearing Dad's name and the accomplishments that Dad achieved is all just off his own hard work and blood, sweat, and tears.
Now, is he a tough dad? Is he like, is he a hard dad, or is he one of those guys that when he gets out of the ring, he turns into a bit of a softie?
Nah, you know, that's tough love. You know, he tells you how it is and tells you what you need to hear. It was the same with footy. You know, after a bad game, he'll tell me what I need to work on. You know, it doesn't sugarcoat anything. It's something that you need, and it's something that it's someone who I really appreciate, and I wouldn't be here without him.
Mm. Alex, you're a professional rugby league player. You had a 3-year deal with the Titans. You walked away from the game to go into boxing. Was that influenced by your father, or what made you make that switch?
There was nothing. My dad had nothing to do with my sports. Which I love the footy game. And I appreciate the Titans and the opportunity that they've blessed me with. But I switched to boxing on my own accord. I just felt like the love wasn't there. Like the love for playing with it was more of just getting there to get the game done. And I'm sure Gallen would would have a little bit of an understanding. And but every time when I went into the boxing gym, I just felt more home. And the boxing game kind of saved me from being a filtered version of myself.
Mm. Now, of course, those that have watched your dad fight, he was famous for the big bolo punch, the big right hand overhand punch that sent a lot of people to sleep. So through your training with great trainer Noel Thornbury, who was your dad's trainer and coach as well, is that part of, have you taken on that legacy as well, the bolo punch?
I'm still working on my favorite punch, but Dad's one was still definitely his overhand, and he showed me a bit of tricks with it, but just for Dad, I reckon it was just his punch, and I just don't feel like it's mine as well.
Mm, exactly, yeah, good way to look at it actually. Now, when you're trained, is your Dad still training, and if so, does he jump in the ring with you and do pad work, or do you spar with your Dad at all?
Oh, I do pad work with Dad, but I don't spar with Dad. It's just one of those things where age catches up on you, and what he's been for a lot over the years, and I think he has deserved the rest just to relax now. And but we still do pad work. But I sparred him once, and that was the last time. And,
I sparred my dad once when I was 16. It was the last time I ever.
Was that in a pub though?
Yeah, last time I ever put my fists up against him. So I know where you're coming from now. Before we let you go, I watched you in the 4-round fight against Ageli. Just to get those cobwebs out. It's always a nervous time when it's your first few fights. So, not long turnaround as well. Your next fight is on June 12th. It's on the undercard to Pedroves and also Jezewski. Do you know who your opponent's going to be yet?
We've got don't have any confirmation about my next opponent, but we're still looking.
Okay, beautiful. So, listeners, if you want to catch Alex Leopold Jr. in action, 12th of June at the Entertainment Quarter, Moore Park, New South Wales. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketek.
Alex, it's been a pleasure talking to you, mate, and we'll follow your career. We'll get you back on again. And remember, don't forget who got you here.
And also, we've got to get a ride in your Hummer when you get a Hummer one day.
Is he going
to
are you getting a Hummer?
In Vegas.
Definitely.
In Vegas.
That's one thing on the list.
Beauty. Alex Leopold Jr., thanks for your time on Sports Day, mate.